I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I could live like I'm longing to live. I wish I could do all the things that I can do, though I'm way overdue. I'd be stuck.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people at UBC. My name is Madeline, and the track that you just heard was from Nina Simone, I Wish I Knew How It Would Be, How It Would Feel to Be Free. I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. And that was from her record Silk and Soul. Yesterday was Nina Simone's birthday. She was a legendary R&B singer. She started out as a classically trained pianist, but because she was black, she couldn't get into the best schools in the world, and they told her that she would never work. So she worked in bars and saloons and became a singer, and then became a civil rights activist. And it was incredible. It was also Rihanna's birthday yesterday. But the bad gal, don't know how old she is, but she remains perfect. And it's Pisces season, so welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We're also in the last week of Black History Month, which is February every year. And I'm actually very excited because later in the hour, I will be joined on air for an interview with DJ Softie Shan, or Shanique Kelly, to talk about her Black History Month events calendar. She curated it based on events that she's aware of and curating in the city. So excited to hear about that. Softie Shan is heavily involved in the queer party scene in Vancouver. She DJs at the Fox Cabaret, Boxcar, the Clubhouse, Warehouse, and more, and started a new queer rap R&B dance party called Level Up, and also runs Intercessions Vancouver. So tons to talk about. Really excited to have her on the show later. But for now, I have some more new music for you. This is a track from Kehlani off of her record While We Wait, which I think is coming out this week. It's called Butterfly.
No, we're scared of us, what this might become. Ain't no going back no more, no more. We're in the same bed, can I lay your way? Let's fill up this space with us. But
comes, do I have to stop myself from thinking this way? My thoughts just bring back old memories. I wish I could erase my thoughts so deep. It's getting hard to explain my pain. And I think I'm losing my sanity. I'm losing it all. I'm losing it all. I'm losing my sanity. I've lost some of my clarity. And it's becoming hard, so hard to see what's right and wrong. This has gone on for way too long. And all of this here, it feels so surreal. And it's getting hard, so hard to deal with it all. I just wanted it all to be gone. All to be gone, all to be gone. All to be gone, all to be gone. Lost in these, striving for perfection.
Priya Sandhu with Gone. She opened Winter Waste a few weeks ago. And before that, you heard a new track from Biawana that was Partner in Crime. And starting things out was Butterfly by Kehlani. So I'm going to play a couple more tracks here, and then I'm going to come back with Softie Shan on air for an interview. So stay tuned for that. But in the next couple minutes, you're going to hear a song by Old Soul Rebel with Please Please. And after that, I've got a track from The Internet.
Please, please, comfort me. Please, please, comfort me. Please, please, comfort me. Please, please, comfort me. I want you to know it's time to let me go. We all live sometimes.
hopes my spirit grows. Lay it on the line with that junk instead. Just lay it on the line. I say, get you gay. Just lay it on the line. Yeah.
Hey, yo, you call yourself being rude to me? Fuck you too, you little... You little bro... Yo!
Yeah.
Was the internet with Come Over. And once again, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Madeline, and I am joined now on the air by DJ Softy Shan, Shanique Kelly. Hi, Shanique. How's it going?
Hi. I am good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So I asked if you would be willing to come chat about Black History Month events calendar that you put together. But before we get into that, I was hoping to ask you some questions about like who you are and where you're coming from. So I just wanted to ask, like, where did you grow up and how did you come to Vancouver?
Yeah, I grew up in Vancouver. I'm one of the rare humans who's lived here forever. I've lived here my whole life and like went to high school here and stuff.
What part of the city?
I grew up in, like, Vancouver, Burnaby area, like, almost just off Boundary Road.
Nice.
Like, I lived a nice, small bus ride from Venturetown where I would spend lunch hours skipping school.
That sounds ideal. When did you get into becoming part of the Vancouver scene and, like, coming downtown to go to shows and that sort of thing?
Yeah, my birthday's in December, so I was the last of my friends to turn 19. So in terms of, like, going out, I was like, oh, I need a fake ID. So I started going out to shows and stuff when I was an 18-year-old with a fake ID that soon got confiscated. But didn't actually start DJing in Vancouver until, 2 years ago. It has not been that long.
Had you been experiencing, like, going to shows where it was mostly DJs playing and getting into that culture before you started DJing?
Yeah, I would go to shows, and I've always, like, been the kind of person who, if the music's good, I could stay out all night. Like, I loved going out if the music was good, but if I didn't love the music, I'd be like, I have to go. So from, like, a young age, I was, like, very into, like, the effect that a music selection has on, like, the audience and the vibe in a space. And I was also like, there's lots of people playing this music that I like and that I connect to who, like, don't really have a connection to this music. And, yeah, I guess that sort of got the wheels turning. I was like, if a straight white guy can play, like, this kind of music that, like, he actually has no connection to, why can't I do it?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. So you got started initially with Intersessions, which is like a DJ training collective. Is that right?
Totally. Yeah. So Intersessions is like an initiative to like bridge the inequality gap in music. And that started as just like intro to DJ workshops, but are now like kind of different things. Like they can be like panels and discussions and oftentimes workshops for beginners or like intermediate levels. It'll sort of change, and it happens in Intersessions takes place in different cities around North America now, and even like a couple in Europe. So everyone's a little bit different. But yeah, it's usually like peer run, like DJs in the city that will like teach other people how to DJ and like stuff like that, and about nightlife and getting into it and that sort of thing.
Cool. So how long after you took like your first Intersessions workshop were you actually DJing at gigs?
About, I'm going to say maybe 6 months.
That's quick.
Well, the thing was, I went to my first Intersessions workshop, and then I made some friends there. And then shortly after, it was like a period in the States where like things were just kind of like really becoming apparent, the severity of like police brutality in the States for Black people. And my friend and I were talking about how we're like so privileged to live in Canada in many ways because of that. Like, I have a lot of family who lives in the States, but like a half brother who lives in South Carolina. And I was thinking about how like the threat to my safety is very different than his, and how like a lot of people like enjoy like rap music and Black culture in Vancouver without actually understanding like what it means to be Black. So we were like, what can we do in Vancouver? And I was like, well, we did this intersections workshop. What if we learned how to DJ and threw our own party? So it was like, it wasn't like I 6 months later had like been getting booked. It was like 6 months later, I was like, we have to do a thing. How do we raise money? Let's like have a fundraiser and donate all the money to Black Lives Matter. So that was like 6 months in, me like reaching out to venues being like, hello, will you let me, a person who's never thrown a party or DJ before, throw a party in your space, please?
And did you find that people were open to it? Like, you found niches for that?
I found that it was maybe difficult at first to find a venue that wanted to be on board with this, because it was like, I feel like venues now are kind of like a little bit more willing to be like, I don't know, take a fucking, I don't know if I'm about to swear, I didn't even ask you that.
That's okay, I didn't tell you whether you could.
People are more like willing to take a political stance on things, but I feel like before people were like, oh, I don't know if we want to do this fundraiser for this thing. But now, definitely after throwing it, people were like, I like this. People like, you know, being able to go out in a way that was like, they felt like they were doing something for a community. And yeah, it kind of grew from there.
Sweet. So what was that first event called?
That, oh gosh, good question. That was called, it was called Unholy, a Black Lives Matter fundraiser. And it was at the Astoria.
And from there, where did you go?
And then from there, someone was like, oh, cool, you're a DJ? And I was like, I guess, I don't know. And then people were like, cool, we want you to do this. And then we want you to do this. And then I realized that there was a lot of positive response, and that I got a lot out of creating a place where people could go out and dance and like see people that looked like them there playing the music, and like that I could connect to that even like as being a younger person going out and being like, there's no one that really looks like me in these spaces. And I realized that, especially for marginalized people, having a place for catharsis, even if that is just like having a long week at work or whatever, and then having a Friday or Saturday night just to like go and be in a space and just dance and laugh and have fun, was something that was like really important for me to create. So from there, I sort of just realized that, yeah, it was a thing that people wanted and a thing that I really liked doing.
Yeah, and you seem to have, at least, like, I mean, I guess I've known you for like a little over a year and a half or so.
Yeah.
And you're able to connect with people in a really genuine way in party spaces, which isn't something that everyone can do. So so it's been really cool to see the kind of the space develop and see what you're doing with it. And off of that, I wanted to ask you, because I came to one of your parties last
you
week.
You did. I was so happy to be there.
But then I saw your Black History Month events calendar. So where did that project come from, and how's it been putting it together?
Yeah, I've never done anything like that before. I through organizing events, have sort of connected with like other Black people in the city. And one of the things that's hard about Vancouver is that there's such a limited Black community. There just aren't a lot of Black people in Vancouver. And I find that because of that, anti-Blackness in the city sort of like seeps in a very interesting way, where there's like not really space for you to connect with other people, or there are people who are like, I don't even know how to be an ally to Black people. How do I do that? So I was thinking about how it would be really cool to have a calendar that sort of connected Black people for the sake of like Black people connecting to other Black people, but also for like people who want to support Black artists to know like where to go or how to do that, or like in which ways that's possible. So I was like, how about I just look into everything that's happening in the city, which I did not get everything because that was way harder than I thought. It was a very like bold idea. So I accumulated some events and tried to reach out to people outside of just my immediate network of friends. And then, yeah, I got my friend Betty to design this beautiful calendar and then printed a bunch. And some of my friends helped me hand them out at like local coffee shops and restaurants in the community.
And what are some of the events that you've put together? Because I know you've curated a few of them. So,
yeah.
And I mean, it's February 21st at this point, I think. What day is it? Yeah, it's the 21st.
It's
so
21st.
Obviously lots have happened. But what are some of the ones that you're really happy with how they went off and then some that are still upcoming?
Yeah. Well, Level Up is a queer rap and hip hop party that I just put together, have been producing for the last like 4 months. And it's once a month. And I was really happy with how the last one went because there were a lot of people of color in the community that I hadn't seen out at other events. And it was like a rare instance in which like the majority of the people in the space were people of color, which is like very rare in this city to have a space that is like that. And I thought that was really beautiful way to celebrate like connections this month is just like to have a space where it's like a bunch of black people having fun and like dancing together and bringing their friends. And it was nice to see faces I hadn't seen out before. And that was nice. And I had like an all black DJ lineup and that was cool. And a thing that I don't think I had really done before. So it was kind of just nice to have representation in that way.
Who were some of the DJs on that night?
Yeah, that night I had my friend Vanji, who goes by Sugar Brown, and another DJ named Maureen, who's DJ Osho.
Awesome.
And it was the three of us that night. And then some really great performers, too. Carmela Barr, who does drag, and Santa Maria Juana, who also is a performer and is fantastic. I'm excited about... there's a Black History brunch happening at Calabash Bistro, which is like an amazing Caribbean restaurant that exists all the time, not just in Black History Month. That has such good food. But a friend of mine who
Do you know where it is?
Yeah, so Calabash is at 428 Carroll Street, just
awesome.
Off of Carroll and Hastings. And that brunch is on Sunday the 24th at 10:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. And that's going to be good. And it's just like good, delicious Caribbean food. And there's also a Man Up show on Saturday night that will be like all black drag performers. And there's some burlesque performances too. I think that's going to be really fun. And I'm DJing that with my friend Samira, who's Zam Zam.
Awesome.
Is their DJ name. And then G Love also.
And for anyone listening who doesn't know, Man Up is one of the longest running drag shows in Vancouver. And it's now hosted at the Warehouse Eastside Studios. Is that happening for this one as well? I haven't looked at the event.
This one coming up is happening at the Clubhouse.
Okay.
There was like another booking happening at the space. So if you're going to come early because the space is a lot smaller than the other space. But I think it'll be nice to have it be intimate.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's super exciting.
Yeah.
How have you found the response to the calendar?
I think that there, one thing that's come up is like a lot of people who are like, oh, I never know what's happening with Black History Month. Like, it's cool to know that things are happening. I think that if you're not like directly connected to someone who's like active in the like community organizing, it's really easy to not know what's happening all the time. So I think some of the feedback I've had is that it's cool to have it all in one place and know how to support events that are happening in the city. I hope to grow it moving forward and like reach out to more people and more people. I'm like, this is just in Vancouver. There was like a ton of events that were happening in like Surrey and on the island and like Langley and stuff that I just like didn't have space for. But moving forward, I'd love to like have a website with all the events and more information. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, but I had to tell myself that it was like the first time I'm doing this calendar and that I want to continue doing it and hope to meet more people in the community who want to be a part of it and find out more of what's going on. Cause yeah, it was the hardest part of organizing it was like reaching out to people and like figuring out what was happening. Cause there isn't just like a network of like every black thing. Like it was like having to post about it and ask friends and having those friends ask friends and like exchanging emails with people doing things that I didn't know existed in the city.
Yeah, that's such a thing in Vancouver, is that like it seems like so many different really amazing events just exist in their own kind of independent niche of people, like, and like those people totally know about it, and then none of those niches of people talk to each other. So it's always really exciting when someone tries to put that together and make it accessible to people who wouldn't have heard about it. And something I noticed based on your event list too is that a lot of it was just about like celebrating Black culture and just the people who are in the city doing amazing things, whereas like, I mean, I'm a white person, so a lot of the Black History Month events that I'm aware of are talking about only Black history, so it's very much like Black people in the past, so it's like amazing to see that.
I've had a lot of conversations with people about how like, as much as celebrating our history is so important and needed, and there needs to be an understanding of the past to move forward in the future, there's also so much space that needs to be created to celebrate Black people who are doing amazing things now and like amazing things for the future, and celebrating a future as Black people, which is like a future that has been marked with so much resilience. And I think that oftentimes it's easy to forget that Black artists in the city are working twice as hard for like half the recognition or like popularity. So it's like especially an important time to highlight the importance for people who like want to be allies in the community to understand that that's done by supporting Black artists in part.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed on your, I think it was on your Instagram story, that there were some people who were unable to attend some of your events but wanted to support the event, and so they would buy tickets and then just give those tickets back to you, the event organizer.
Yeah.
Is that a thing that people are doing? More so?
That's a thing that people are doing, and that I have been surprised by the like the few people who have decide to do it, and just like it's a good idea that I had not thought of. I think that for a lot of people, a nightclub space or going out isn't accessible for them. Like a lot of people just like, you know, maybe don't feel comfortable in a club or have work the next morning or like have plans or prior engagements, which is totally fine. But a lot of the time tickets for these events are like less than $20, like 15 maybe tops. And just I've had a couple people be like, I'm not going to be able to make it, but I want to give money so that someone else can, because and it's been nice because I've been able to offer free entry to a lot of Black people who maybe otherwise wouldn't have been able to come out to the event or afford it, or it's like less accessible financially. So I've been really grateful for that contribution.
Awesome. So where can people follow you and follow your events to find out more and to maybe donate or go to the event?
Because it is such a, I think, moving forward, I'll probably make like an actual like donate here sort of thing. But what's been happening is people just have been DMing me on Instagram. So if that is something that anyone's interested in, do, if you want to support a Black History Month event but can't come out to the event, donations are definitely, welcome in that. You can just follow me at SoftieSham on Instagram or on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else you want to plug before we finish up here?
Let me think. So if you're a Black person listening to this, and if you're Black and female or identify as female, I'm doing just like a very like low-key kind of community healing night at the Clubhouse at 238 East First. You can find that event on my Instagram and on Facebook. So if you're a Black self-identifying female woman who wants to come and hang out and just chat and like be in a space with people who are like you, then that is a fun time. I always find that connection is super healing. So that's an event that I'm doing on Tuesday the 26th, which is free, and there'll be snacks. So I want to plug that, and I want to plug that I'm doing a art show of all Black art in March 17th. I was trying to shove it into Black History Month, and I was like, why am I stressing myself out trying to do a million things this month when I'm very much able to celebrate Blackness and all its glory in different months and months all around the year? So that'll be in March, and I'll have details about that later on.
Amazing. Incredible. Yeah. And I'll add your I'll add all of your tags and social media things to the show notes if anyone listening has forgotten them at this point. But Shanique, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Madeline.
It's my pleasure. And I'm gonna leave the call now with a song by your sister, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
My sister, amazing singer, great person all around.
Awesome. So this is Desiree Dawson with Just Fine. And in case you're just tuning in or tuned in halfway through, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9. And we just spoke to DJ Softie Shan Shanique, who curated a Black History Month events calendar in Vancouver. You should check her out on Instagram. All right. Here's Just Fine.
Have an issue, I'm trying to find some answers in the storybook. I am light, just like a dancer, moving gracefully. But then it feels like I'm stuck. There's a door that I cannot seem to open up. I found the lock, I found the key, I found some reasons why. When I'm closest to my dreams, I don't wanna try. A hammer and some nails, so it's time to play. Step into the wild. There is a part of me that knows that I'll be just fine. There is a part of me that knows it's all in my mind. There is a part of me that knows that I'll be just fine. Just fine. I have this part of me that always tries to keep me safe. Another part that seems to sign me up for every race. And both sides they fight. Yeah, they try to show who's best. So now I mediate. I'm always stuck cleaning the mess. I found a broom, the time to sweep. I found some reasons why. I threw myself down on the ground when every cell says fly. From way down here, the sky is clear. The ground supports my own. Into the wild. There is a part of me that knows that I'll be just fine. There is a part of me that knows it's all in my mind. There is a part of me that knows that I'll be just fine. Just fine. Knocking at the door, I'm gonna head out back. Go on and explore, you are persistent. I recall this from the past. There's intention in my heart, so you can't hold me back. There is a part of me that knows that I'll be just fine. There is a part of me that knows it's all in my mind. Still trying to find the answers.
Hi, this is Katie J. I play drums in Lié. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.
Do you recognize the song playing in the background? Plays every hour on the hour as part of our flagship station ID. If you do recognize this song, chances are less than 1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Antisocial Skateboard Shop.
Hello, any social?
Hey, what's up, bruh?
Chillin'. Who's this?
You don't know me.
You sound like Cassie, but I don't think that's who this is.
I'm not Cassie. Is she hot?
What's up?
What's up? Okay, I'm calling with a kind of a far-out question.
Okay.
So, I've been down on my luck lately, sleeping in my homie's kitchen on an air mattress, like, actually, like, I'm not even kidding. And he just had this crazy party, and this chongo stole all of our decks.
Wow.
I know, whack. I was wondering if you could do me a solid and throw me, like, 12 decks for, like, the price of one.
Are you crazy? I mean, that's insane. No, I can't do that.
No. Would you do me, like, any solids, though? Like...
I mean, we can't really, the boards aren't marked up very much, so we can't do, they're kind of just like a set price. We can't really do much on them. If you get a whole setup, we give you 10% off, but that's probably not what you're looking for.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to citr.ca/donate or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird.
And candy things, your shoes are gone, faces red, angels of heaven sing, God bleeds syrup and gingerbread skies, and whatever it is locked inside of you, let it die, let it die. Plastic bags and something creative to prove I am alive. A big black hole just to show how I've tried. And it's the awful feeling of electrocuting and enjoying the light with the hum and hearts beating. You're going for swims, but you're not getting. Because of all of the things you could never forget, like setting fires in the first backyard, passed out by the church, and you're trying too hard, or spending a summer inside of your bed, and nobody visits, your friends think you're dead. Let it die, let it die. Crying on buses, then puking on trains, or waking up by corner stores, weird in the brain, or standing barefoot in wet dark front yard. Oh, velveteen rabbits and rubber cigars. Velveteen rabbits and rubber cigars.
That was the band Elf Pity with the track The Ibis is the Stork of Death. I really like that song. It reminded me of the Juno soundtrack when I heard it, which reminded me of being a teenager, which is sometimes fun to think about. You are listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, and it's just about the end. Thank you so much for tuning in. In case you have never listened before or you didn't know, Shoes on a Wire is a show where I play music by women and LGBTQ artists. And today, thank you so much to Shanique for being on the show and for promoting your Black History Month events calendar. If you're looking for more information about what that calendar is or what it's promoting, what events you can find out through it, just follow Shanique on Instagram. It's at SoftyShan. She puts together some really amazing dance parties and is just generally a lovely human. So support the work she does. And yeah, thanks again for calling in. I'm going to leave everyone with a track by Irish artist Soak. This is a song called Valentine Schmalentine, dedicated to all of my sweet Pisces listeners. It's Pisces season, and you all deserve big hugs. So talk to you next, actually talk to you in 5 days, because I'll be back on Mondays starting next week. Sorry for all of the back and forth, if anyone's offended by that, which I don't think you would be. But anyways, up next is Democracy Watch on CITR. Take care.
just do.
Hi, this is Adrian, live from Music Waste, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR FM.
Have you ever thought about going abroad to study, work, intern, or learn a language? Mark Thursday, February 28th, your calendar, and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building, to find out how. All the experts under one roof, top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. There's a feature seminar on scholarships that starts at 1 p.m. and the expo opens at 2 p.m. Admission is free. Check it out online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there. 1, 2, 3.